This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Sick or just, you know, maybe in and out of the hospital. It's kind of like, why? Like, what is the reasoning? Like, what is causing this to happen? And not just with my family, like other people's families, you know, why are we always sick? And I guess like the culprit is like what we're eating. Like Everything that we eat has an effect on our body, whether it's positive, negatively. Like if you're constantly eating the same things or you only have access to certain foods and that's all you have, that's all you're going to eat. And it may not be healthy. So I guess for me, it's like, you know, we are stuck in tradition and we are living in certain places where we may not have access to healthy food. So my job was, you know, I want to help you to be healthy by the way you eat.
Hey, Style Crew, we are back with another episode as promised, and we are continuing our women's healthcare episode. And I'm excited to welcome our guest in, Bianca Coates. She is a registered dietitian, and I was really excited putting the agenda together for this episode, and I know this is going to be so beneficial for you all. So I'm excited to dive into our conversation. But before we do that, I want to welcome her in by reading over her resume. Registered dietitian and cookbook author of Eating God's Way and founder of the Be Well Foundation, Bianca Coates strives to promote chronic disease prevention through combination of healthy cooking and lifestyle changes. By providing inspiration on how to build balanced meals, she aims to reduce the stress of mealtimes. She is featured on the monthly nutritional segment on KLFY-TV, 10's morning show. Not only does she spend most of her time ensuring nutritious meals for the Zachary Community School District as a supervisor of child nutrition, but she also brings nutrition advocacy into her community. Through her efforts, she has made connections by creating farmers markets, beautifying communities, writing grants for organizations, and creating healthy congregations through health and wellness ministries, the LSU Ag Center, the East Baton Rouge Council on Aging, the Louisiana Healthy Communities Coalition, the River Road African American Museum, and the Miles Peretz Cancer Center. I hope I pronounced that name correctly. Her food blogs are featured in Porch and Amp Parish Magazine, Acadiana Lifestyle, Vanguard, and Lola Magazine. She has been a special guest for WGC's International Virtual Wellness Program, keynote speaker for Southern University's Dietetic Internship Graduation, Blacks at Microsoft, and Southern University Land Grant Radio Show. Her other accomplishments include being inducted into the National Association for University Women, Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Incorporated, former board member of the River Road African American Museum, recipient of the Louisiana Healthy Communities Coalition grant, president of the Health and AMP Wellness Ministry at New Hope Baptist Church, which conducts monthly live podcasts and community screenings. She's also been recognized as the Woman of Excellence for the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women, recognized as People for 2021 by the Drum newspaper. She is a 2024 American Cancer Society honoree member of Junior League of Baton Rouge. Bianca has recently been chosen as a 40 under 40 recipient for the Southern University Alumni Federation and a 2025 Development Fellow for the Baton Rouge Foundation. She is married to her wonderful husband, Jonathan Coates. Well, Style Crew, let's welcome Bianca in. You have a full schedule, honey. So, girl, like you are stacked. The calendar is stacked. It's given.
It is.
So if you are able to, you know, be as beautiful as you are, for any of my listeners that are not listening visually, but you should subscribe to the YouTube channel Style by Jessica Lawrence so you can see the visual of this episode. But if you're able to do that and maintain a balanced diet, I am looking forward to hearing all the tips and tricks. But you know what I will say? Hearing your resume, I think it takes being healthy to accomplish all the things that you're doing. So I'm very interested in this conversation.
Yes, yes, definitely. You can't be living any kind of way and try to do all that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay, so let's welcome you in. You're the founder of the Be Well Foundation. Tell us about yourself, your foundation, and your mission.
So I will say that before there was the Be Well Foundation, there was Eating God's Way. So the Be Well Foundation is my nonprofit side of things, where I have a board members of women, and we just come together and we're all about chronic disease prevention. So for my end, I'm a registered dietitian. So of course, you know, I want you to be healthy with what you're eating, not just to look snatched, but to actually just be healthy and to prevent those chronic diseases that's all around. But hitting like the mental health part, the just taking care of your body as a whole by exercising physically. So I kind of just try to put that all in one, so that when I am trying to bring forth my mission of preventing chronic disease, it's like a one-stop shop. You got women that are helping other women to be healthy and whole completely.
Got you. And so what was your motivation behind starting your foundation and even becoming a registered dietitian?
I have to say that just seeing some of my family members being sick or just, you know, maybe in and out of the hospital, it's kind of like, why? Like, what is the reasoning? Like, what is causing this to happen? And not just with my family, like other people's families, you know, why are we always sick? And I guess like the culprit is like what we're eating. Like everything that we eat has an effect on our body, whether it's positive, negatively. Like if you're constantly eating the same things, or you only have access to certain foods, and that's all you have, that's all you're going to eat, and it may not be healthy. So I guess for me, it's like, you know, we are stuck in tradition and we are living in certain places where we may not have access to healthy food. So my job was, you know, I want to help you to be healthy by the way you eat. And so like with me being in Louisiana, like the food is so good, but it's so bad.
I know. I don't think you know this about me, but I lived in New Orleans for 4.5 years.
Okay.
So I know all about the food, girl, and just how delicious and rich
it is.
It's so rich. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess for me, it was like, I want to take food that you may think doesn't taste good, but I want to make healthy food taste great. Like that is my mission. That's what I'm trying to push out there.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
That, you know, we are, yes, stuck in tradition, and you can keep your cultural foods. That's fine. But maybe it's just a certain way of cooking it. Like, you can cook it differently so that it is healthier and that you're not adding all these fats and sugars and salts, which is really contributing to chronic disease.
You know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, not only did I live in New Orleans, I'm a Southern girl from Mobile, Alabama. So I know all about the collard greens.
Yes.
The macaroni, the cornbread made in the cast iron skillet, like all the good stuff that's not great for us, but you know, I grew up on it. So for me, being an adult and just being conscious of our family history and things that can repeat themselves if I don't make right, you know, good choices. Something that I do, I like that you said about enjoying the food, but maybe modifying it. So I do a lot of substitutes. So for me, I'm by no means a vegetarian. Again, I'm from Alabama, the capital.
You're right.
Sausage, I'm not about to play in anybody's face. However, I do moderate the meat that I eat. And I'll do substitutions. So if I make red beans and rice, I may use like the plant-based crumbles. If I make meatloaf, I'll do ground turkey instead of ground beef.
Right.
And, you know, something that I've actually started doing, I am a carb girl. I'm a carb girly.
I understand.
So I love mashed potatoes. So what I started doing instead is I'll make cauliflower hash. I got a really great recipe from a virtual cooking event that I joined, and I've been doing that. So I actually have made, now I'm not above it, but I haven't made mashed potatoes in like 2 years since I joined, but just little things like that. And I'm not, which we'll get into in our conversation, I'm not by any means telling people you can never have potato again, you can never do
right.
it. Me, I know that's my weak spot, so I had to find modifications.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I totally understand that. Even, you know, just with some of my clients, you know, I guess a really big thing is like pork and processed meats. And so, you know, I always like to tell them, I'm not trying to take food away from you. I'm just trying to make you, trying to help you make a substitution. And, you know, so that you're still getting that meat or that protein, whatever you're wanting or needing, but just giving you a healthier option.
You know, so with that being said, I want to touch on what are a few simple things that listeners right now, if they are have become aware by their primary care physician or just within themselves that, hey, I want to start making changes, but I'm not sure where to start. What are just a few simple things that they can do to kick off that journey today?
I think one of the main things is fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
We probably eat maybe more fruit because it's sweet, but we don't eat enough vegetables because we need vegetables. We need the fiber in it. Fruit and vegetables have fiber that help with your digestion. It helps to keep your cholesterol down. And also just adding in like a few whole grains. So you got your fruit and vegetables. That's kind of simple. Whole grains, I'm talking about brown rice, whole grain pasta, even popcorn, oatmeal, and getting those in, that also helps to keep your cholesterol down and balance your blood sugar. So if you are diabetic or if you're just trying to, you know, keep your weight balance, fruit and vegetables, whole grains, and then maybe just adding like some plant-based meats, I mean, protein. So when I say plant-based, I'm talking about eggs, beans. Yeah. Those are going to be your like really great plant-based proteins that you can add in.
What are some vegetables that you feel get overlooked?
I may would say maybe squash and zucchini. We may always kind of run to like, I guess like our, like, you know, salad mixes and you have your tomatoes and cucumbers, but I would say like zucchini and squash, which is really in season right now for the summer. Those can be cut up and sauteed and put in almost anything. Like you can put it in a stir fry. You can put it in a healthy fried rice. You can roast them. You can eat them with a lot of different dishes, but I think we forget to use them.
That's a good point. And I can see that, especially with it being in season. That's a great way to incorporate it for your summer. What would you say is a misconception that people have about registered dietitians and what you?
So I will say this, just kind of clear up the air. So there is a difference between a registered dietitian and a nutritionist.
Okay, so, I'm glad you touched on this. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so a nutritionist is someone that may have a degree in nutrition, but they don't have a license to practice. So they don't have a license to practice in a hospital under a doctor or to give ideas and consultations about what you should eat. So they're not supposed to really do that. Now, there are people that do that out there, but I leave it alone. But for myself, I have an actual license. I'm registered and a licensed dietitian where I can work in a clinic, a hospital, under a doctor's care. I can give out diet prescriptions. You know, my job is not just to give a meal plan. People love to just say, can I get a meal plan? But my job is to help you to make lifestyle changes, like to change your mindset. I can give you a meal plan all day, but if your mindset is not changed to think that, you know, oh, I just want to look skinny. Like, no, that's not the mindset we should have. The mindset should be that I want to be healthy. I want to eat and I want to be healthy. So that's a major difference between nutritionists and dietitians and like what we actually do.
Let me ask you this, and thank you for breaking that down because I didn't even have that education. Mm-hmm. But have you found that some clients, when they approach you for your services, the motivation is more vanity focused than health focused?
Yeah, for some, yes. And I won't say all, but it's a really small percentage. Most people come to me and they're at the point where like I'm sick, like I have I've been diagnosed with something. And so my doctor is giving me so many months to turn it around, but he said I can turn it around through diet and lifestyle first before he puts me on medication. So not so much the vanity. I haven't really gotten that too much. Now, usually those individuals really don't come to see me. They kind of like do things and take things on in their own hands. But for the most part, I have people that are like sick and like need to change their diet like immediately.
Okay. And so with that being said, your services include worksite wellness, congregational health, wellness webinars.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Mental health, nutrition, and physical wellness webinars. What was the motivation behind including each of these services under your foundation?
So I think when I say lifestyle changes, I think it just takes more than just what you're eating. Like,
you
can change what you're eating, but like, how's your mental health? Like, are you actually exercising? Because you can't eat well and not exercise. Like, it kind of goes together. Like, you can't really do one without the other. I mean, you can, but like, if your goal is to actually lose weight or to be healthier, like, you have to move your body. And then there are some people that just mentally need help. Like, they need mental closure from like maybe past traumas. And so that can affect how you eat or how you move your body. So you need all of those things all in one. You cannot really do one without the other. Like, spiritually, physically, mentally, you need to be like whole so you can make like a complete lifestyle change.
So I'm glad that you touched on that, because that's one of the questions that I wanted to ask you regarding mental health in conjunction with making the adjustments to your physical wellness. So what are some of the mental blockers that you have come across with your?
I think I would say the most common is stress. And it can go both ways. So, you know, I have individuals that are like, I stress eat, and like, I stress eat all day, you know, which is not a good thing. I know we all have some sort of stressor in our life, but, you know, it becomes unhealthy when you begin to stress eat, and you're stress eating because you're most likely going to stress eat comfort foods, and comfort foods have the most fat, the most sugar and salt, because it's made to like taste good. It's made to taste a certain way. And so the more you eat it, the more you want it. So, like, stress is a really big thing. And then you have some people that stress and don't eat. Like, they're like, I can't eat because I'm so stressed out. And, you know, when you start to do that, now you're losing nutrients. You can start to have like your hair falling out because you're not getting enough protein. Now you're having issues with like your eyesight, or, you know, you're in confusion because you're dehydrated. So like, stress is a really big thing because it goes both ways.
So when you have a client come to you and they're navigating just a huge amount of stress, what are some things that you do to help them move past that, again, healing? Can you talk us through that?
Sure. So I tell them that we're going to have a consultation, because some people are like, I want to talk over email. And I'm like, well, that's not really, it's not beneficial. So let's like sit down and have like a one-on-one virtual consultation. That's number one. But I think the good thing is, so I kind of ask like their family history, their medical history, but just getting to know like, what are your stressors? And, you know, I may not be able to help with, you know, alleviating all of them, but just having them to talk it out and talk about it gives them, you know, realization that, hey, you know, this is why I'm not eating, or this is why I'm not sleeping. And then at that point, you know, if it's like kind of beyond me, then I can refer them out to like a counselor or a therapist, you know, if it's beyond, because sometimes it is, you know, sometimes it really is beyond me. But yeah, so for me, I will do what we call the medical nutrition therapy counseling. So that's nutrition therapy, kind of seeing where you are, what you're eating, how we can make changes in that aspect. And then if it's stressors beyond, like I said, beyond me, like, okay, well, let's maybe get you connected to a counselor that can kind of assist you in these other ways. Because a lot of times people are like, well, I want to make changes, but there could be something blocking you at home or at work that's actually helping you not to eat well. Like, so it could be some other things that, you know, someone else in a different profession can help with.
That all makes sense. Mm-hmm. So while we're in the realm of discussing stressors and just blockers to getting to a better state physically, what advice do you give people who struggle with emotional or binge eating, which somewhat ties into what we were discussing about stressors?
I have had a client that has had issues with like the eating disorder, binge eating situation, mm-hmm. and it dealt with a job. So, you know, or it was like a pattern that she started when she was young and she just continued with it. But it was stemming, I guess, at that moment with a job that she had. She was like, it's very stressful. And, you know, I really don't know what to do. And, you know, every day I'm dealing with this situation. And, you know, I can't just be like, well, get a new job. You know, no. But, you know, I kind of just give some encouragement in those areas, you know, like, hey, like you may want to look into talking to your supervisor or talking to your significant other about making a career change. And what's helping her now is that she works from home, like, and nice. She loves it and she's not stressed. So, you know, it's just those little things that I need to know as a dietitian, because there are things that happen like at work, at home, with a spouse, with kids that mm-hmm. can just mess up your whole like eating habit, you know, like it can change your whole feeling, like, you know, of eating well, like you know, there's a lot going on. You may not even have an appetite to even eat. So, it's good to know those things. I've even had a client where she was like, I just can't sleep. Like, I'm not getting enough rest. And I'm like, well, you know, in order to really lose the weight that you want, you have to get at least 7 hours of rest, seven mm-hmm. hours of sleep a night, because your body needs to reset. And she's like, yeah, my husband plays a lot of loud music and TV at night. And I'm like, well, can you just ask him to maybe not do that? She's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah. So it's the little things.
Little things that you may not think about, but they have a profound impact
on your body.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that being said, because I feel like we're flowing just effortlessly yeah. with these questions. It's like, you know what I'm about to ask next. So I wanted to ask you, what are some deterrents that you encounter with new clients when it comes to turning their health around? And you just gave some great examples.
Yeah, I get a lot of excuses, and like, I've heard them all before. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that, because, you know, people
like come to me with the excuses.
Yes, okay. Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, because okay. people come to me and they want help. But they give me a trillion excuses. I'm like, okay, do you want me to help you? Or do you just want to continue talking about your excuses and like the reasons why you can't do it? Mm-hmm. A really big one is, you know, people don't really think I touch on exercise, but I do. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I can't do it in the morning because, like, you know, I don't want to wake up extra early. And then like in the evening, I have all these things going on. I have my kids and I'm like, well, if you really want to like lose the weight or, you know, help this diagnosis that you have, you're going to have mm-hmm. to move. Like, yeah. I don't know what you're going to do, but you have to carve out enough time to move your body. Like, yeah. you know, you can't just keep giving me excuses on why you can't do it. Like, that's just not going to yeah. work.
Okay. I like it. Get to the tough love.
Yeah.
So
I know.
So again, we're flowing effortlessly. So uh-huh. when you have a client who's saying, I'm so busy, I can't carve out time, because this translates not just to exercise, but also nutrition. So how do you mm-hmm. initiate nutritional changes for people who say they are too busy and or don't enjoy cooking?
I don't leave the subject. Like, I ask, like, are you willing to cook? Like, that is a main question, because like, how are you going to eat? We can't keep eating fast food. We can't keep going to the restaurants all the time. I mean, and some people just really are busy or traveling. And so, you know, maybe that may be their only option, but like, that's the first question. Are you willing to cook? Most of the time they are. And then if they're not, okay, well, you can get someone to meal prep for you. And they're like, no, I don't want to spend that money like that. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to cook. So, and then at that point, so I do, after we do have our consultation, I do provide them with recipes and like an actual meal plan that we've talked about and discussed, and like what your plan is going to be. Like, you're going to cook two nights a week. It's not going to be every day because you just can't. I get it. But you're going to get these grocery items. You're going to cook twice a week. You're going to cook enough so that you have food to bring to lunch. Like, you have to have a plan to do all of this. If not, you're going to fail. So, you know, that's the main thing. And then I also give examples of healthier items you can get at restaurants or some fast foods. Because there's some fast foods that have healthy options. You just have to ask for them, and people don't realize that. So I try to give all the examples in the world. And then even I'll give easy recipes, easy meals that you can do, because, you know, making the transition is not easy. Like, you know, for me, I can probably say, oh yeah, you could do it. You could do it. But, you know, you don't want to make it so overwhelming that, you know, I feel like I can't do it. So you try to make it like easy, and you don't want to overwhelm them with too many crazy things, too many crazy recipes, you know, just something simple to start off with. And that's how you go with it.
You know, I'm glad that you said that, because ultimately we're in lockstep in terms of what you're saying, but I have found that you have to meet people where they're at, which I'm hearing from what you're saying. Like, let's get started. The most important thing is getting started. And then once you are in the race, then you find it's easier and your body gets more acclimated and you desire these things more. You feel better. So that can be a motivating factor. So years ago, I had gone to a women's event. There was a nutritionist there who spoke, and the information that she gave was extremely valuable. But mind you, we're talking to women in Mobile, Alabama, that a large portion of them at this event don't exercise regularly. When I say exercise, I mean like going to a gym, like they may get a walk or two in per week, but they're really just like grab and go. They have kids, they may have a spouse, they definitely work. So they have these things that they have to prioritize. And the approach was, she came into the room and was like, you can't eat this, you gotta get rid of this. And some of the things I understood, like, okay, really breaking it down, like honey bunches of oats are delicious, but they're not healthy for you. So like, okay, if you are a cereal girly, let's try this instead. But she just was like, no, you can't eat that. And then someone else raised their hand and they made the point of, oh, well, I've really started to enjoy turkey sausage and I'll incorporate that as a protein for my during my breakfast meal. And she was like, well, that's processed. And I'm like, girl, you are killing the crowd. Like, you gotta meet these women halfway. Like, you know, like, I get it. Okay, yes, it's processed. I acknowledge that. But why not say, okay, well, that's great you're eating turkey sausage, but have you tried going to your local farmer's market where it's locally sourced and not as processed, if that's within your budget, adding that caveat. And also, okay, well, sometimes maybe instead of having the turkey sausage every day, are you open to doing scrambled eggs, you know, and rotating? And again, you're the expert. So I'm curious to hear your feedback on that. I'm just sharing simply my feedback as having been an audience member. Right. But I'm very curious to hear your expertise on that approach.
So was she a nutritionist or a dietitian?
Nutritionist.
Okay. So that's why she gave the answers that she did. Yes. Because a dietitian like myself is going to say, okay, so you do turkey sausage. Okay, that's okay occasionally, but I'm never going to say never can have it. Like that's not in our vocabulary. It's going to be, yes, in moderation. Yes, try to get it from your local farmer because they don't process it like they do in stores. Or, mm-hmm. you know, yes, try eggs every now and then, like switch it up. Or try this chicken sausage. It is processed, but it has less salt in it. It's a leaner option. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever say, no, you can't have that. That is never something I'm going to say. I'm going to say that is like a sometimes food, like maybe a couple of times a year, not so much, but on a regular basis, you want to try this option as a substitute. So it's a difference in how you use your words and how you change it up.
No, this is very educational. So can you educate us on why the response, like the main points as to why the response would be different from a nutritionist and a dietitian?
So I will say with the nutritionist, I did mention before that nutritionists will have a bachelor's in nutrition, but then you have some nutritionists that don't even have a bachelor's in nutrition. They may have a bachelor's in something else, and they may have just gotten, like, I don't know, a health coach certification. Okay. Yes, so I went through a 5-year program. So I had to go through a 4-year program, then a 5-year, an extra year of an internship, which is highly competitive, very competitive. Like, I didn't get into it my first year, and I ended up like going back like years later because it's so hard to get into. And then you have to take a board exam, and it covers everything dealing with, like, a counselor. I'm almost like a counselor, but
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces, Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
For, like, medical nutrition. So, you know, there are some things that we study and that we test on that they don't even have to, like, really take a test for. Like, I take a national board exam, and it's extremely difficult. Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So what are, with that being said, I think that's a great segue into some of the biggest nutrition myths that you are seeing online right now.
One that's really been crazy is the Ozempic oatmeal or something like that.
Wait, I haven't heard about this one. What is this?
I really don't know a lot about it, but they call it an Ozempic oatmeal. So I don't know if it cuts out the oats and they use something else. I don't really know, but I've heard of that one. There's, of course, all these different fad diets. And, you know, I have people that ask me, like, I saw this on Facebook and they said to mix this red stuff with this and add ice. And I'm like, what source did it even come from? She's like, I don't know, it was on Facebook. And they said, if I drink it like so many times, I'll lose this much weight. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't trust that. Not Facebook. I mean, people put anything on Facebook. And then you also have these, what are these teas? These detox teas and ballerina teas.
I've heard about those. Are people still selling those? Like the tummy
teas?
Yeah,
they are. They're still using them. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about those.
That is the worst thing that you can ever drink. Yeah, people are like, why do you detox? I'm like, well, your kidneys are a natural detoxifier. You don't need detox teas and all these ballerina tea things. All they are is just an extreme laxative. And if you continuously take that, it can have an adverse effect on your heart and your kidneys. So I don't recommend anyone doing those detox teas at all.
What are your thoughts on, I'm seeing more conversation around intermittent fasting, but taking it a step further and fasting for like 24 hours or days on end, like 48, 72 hours. What are your thoughts around that?
It's a no for me. intermittent fasting is not horrible. I'll say that if you're doing it correctly. You know, there are some people that would do maybe like a 12 or 14 hour fast. You know, right. I say maybe every now and then, but to do all the time, I don't recommend it. I even know someone that's like, well, I fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I'm like, wow, really? Like, I don't recommend that because you're cutting out all of the food groups. Like, you know, it needs to be your lifestyle of eating should have all food groups in it, all of it. And so when you're cutting out those food groups for that long period of time, unless you're going to do blood work or something like that, I don't recommend, because again, you're losing all the nutrients, the vitamins that you need for your body. You'll be weak. Mm-hmm. And you know, I really don't recommend it, you know, to do what. And I've asked someone like, so do you feel better? Like, do you feel okay? Like, how does it make you feel? And she's like, well, it kind of makes me feel sick. And I'm like, why do you keep doing it? Don't understand.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I mean, people are saying they do it because they want to lose weight, and you know, intermittent fasting occasionally, like very occasionally, like seldom, is okay to like reset your gut. Like, you are like, if you really want like a detox and you want to reset your body, intermittent fasting is okay. But to do it every day, it's not something I recommend. It's not.
Got you. So is there a certain number of, with that being said, just to help our listeners, is there a certain number of hours that you recommend people don't go over, they don't surpass where they haven't eaten? Or does it vary person by person?
I think it does vary. I really wouldn't go over a 16-hour fast, and that's pushing it. Because at least, I guess at that point, you're probably not eating from dinner. Maybe your last meal is probably like 6 p.m. and then you don't eat again till like, I don't know, 2 p.m. the next day or something like that. And you know, you're missing breakfast and lunch and maybe like a little snack, and then you're eating, I guess, like an early dinner or something like that. I wouldn't go beyond that, because I mean, you just don't know how your body is going to react. And then you have to think about it. If you haven't eaten for that long, you're going to be starving by the time you eat. And so you're going to want to eat everything in the world. And then it's going to be like pointless. Like, why did you even do the fast?
Yeah.
So not really something I recommend if you don't really have to do it.
I like it. I'm glad that you broke that down. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can someone tell the difference between a fad diet and sustainable nutrition?
Fad diets never last. They just don't. There are all kinds of diets. So if people don't realize that the keto diet is also the Atkinson diet that was pushed back in the 80s and 90s. Like, it's the same exact diet. It fell off and then it came back. So, not a diet I recommend at all.
With a makeover, with a different name.
Yeah, that's what they did. They renamed it, rebranded, and people are running with it. People stick with it, but it's not something I recommend, because essentially adding like fat to it and cutting out carbs, which your body needs carbs, mm-hmm. especially your brain. But yeah, fad diets don't really last. If you think about it, people will say, I'm getting on a diet, you know, first of the year. I mean, by the fifth of the year, you're off the diet, you know? So it's mm-hmm. not something that really lasts. So that's why I never really like to say diet or use the word diet. It is literally a lifestyle change, a lifestyle of eating nutritionally. And so, you know, if you're eating, you're eating nutritionally. You know, there are some things that we can substitute, but if you're eating, that's great because mm-hmm. you know, everybody doesn't have access to the real healthy produce and the healthy items, or it may be really expensive and they can't afford it. So if you're eating, you're doing great. Now, yes, there could be some changes that you should make or can make. So, you know, that's just, you know, kind of where I come in, just help you to make that mindset change for that.
So let me ask you this, in terms of making a lifestyle change, what are your thoughts on vitamins and supplements? And if this is a topic that you are in agreement with, mm-hmm. are there just a baseline of supplements that you recommend across the board, or does it vary person by person?
It does vary, but I like to tell people to get your vitamins and supplements from your food first, mm-hmm. always. Always get your vitamins and supplements from food, because 9 times out of 10, it's in your food. Mm-hmm. Supplements are only needed if, like, you are, you know, really deficient in it and, you know, you're just a person that, oh, I just don't eat green vegetables. Well, you are probably going to be iron deficient. Mm-hmm. You're probably not going to have enough calcium in your body because green vegetables have calcium as well. People yeah. don't realize. Mm-hmm. And so there are some people that just, you know, I don't eat this. So, yeah, they're going to have to supplement with a vitamin. A main vitamin is vitamin D, especially for African Americans. Our bodies don't absorb enough vitamin D from the sun. So most of us should be taking vitamin D because of the melanin in our skin. So that's a really main one. Another one could be magnesium. So there are some people that have issues with sleeping. Magnesium glycinate is a really good supplement to take. And I always say before you take a supplement, like, I can recommend it, but make sure you check with your doctor before you take it.
What's a good follow-up to this one? Mm-hmm. What are some things that people should avoid in their search for supplements? Like any type of gimmicks or marketing?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of vitamins and things out there on the market. Goodness. And it's hard to find like the right one. Mm-hmm. You kind of want to find one that's been tested by like a third party vendor. It's some are FDA approved, some are not. You want to make sure that there's some research has been done on that brand particularly. You can always ask a dietitian. Mm-hmm. There are some brands that we recommend. And if you see something that says it's going to help you to lose weight or do this like mm-hmm. tomorrow or in 2 weeks, like, I probably will stay away from it because, I mean, that supplements are not magic pills.
Right.
Like, no magic pill out there. I mean, I wouldn't say medicine is magic, but I mean, like, medicines are like researched and prescribed for certain things, but mm-hmm. supplements are, you know, they are man-made as well, but you just have to make sure that they're clean. They're coming from a really good source and they're not just coming from, I don't know, Billy Joe off the street where they haven't really tested it on anybody.
Valid. Very valid. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a good approach to mm-hmm. Finding your supplements.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I want to ask you, how does nutrition change depending on your goals, be it weight loss, muscle gain, endurance, for women, pregnancy, and just in-
So, of course, everybody's body is different. Everybody has different, you know, family histories.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bottom line is that you should never, like, this is key, like, never cut out a food group. The only food group that you could possibly kind of cut out is dairy, because okay. not everybody eats dairy. You know, some people are lactose intolerant. Some people, you know, have heard research that dairy, you know, causes other issues, you know, like acne and other things like that. So people stay away from dairy, and that's okay. But again, like things like that, you know, you may want to supplement with. You may want to, we're not going to do dairy, which has calcium, eat more green veggies. Or mm-hmm. at that point, you may want to supplement with something. But, you know, like I said, every person, whether you're pregnant, you are running a marathon, you're just a normal person, you want to lose weight, all those food groups are important because they all do something different. Like the different mm-hmm. colors of fruit and vegetables all have a different vitamin in it. Different meats have different vitamins in them. Like, so tuna and salmon, omega-3s, your beef, your chicken have lots of iron and zinc. You need that for your body. Now, of course, you may have those that are like athletes and mm-hmm. they're training and they want to like lean out and things like that. They're probably going to do a little extra protein because they burn more. Mm-hmm. They may need more carbs because they burn more.
Mm-hmm.
So any athlete that's constantly doing like endurance training and, you know, athletic events, you know, their eating style is going to be different. Now, am I going to suggest the same amount of protein and carbs for like someone like you and me or someone that wants to lose weight? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
A really good point is also not getting your carbs all the time from refined carbs. So you want to get them more from complex carbs. So your complex carbs are going to be fruit and vegetables, beans, oatmeal. And potatoes are okay, too, because it's a whole food. Like, it's a whole vegetable.
Doc, you trying to tell me I can go have my mashed potatoes? I'm just saying.
You know, yeah. Like, but
you're like, yeah, just don't add the heavy cream and the butter.
Exactly. That's a really good one because people ask me about that. They're like, so I can't have potatoes? I'm like, where did you get that from?
I'm really glad that you are diving into this. Uh-huh. So again, if you can provide the definition of a refined carb and a complex carb again for the listeners, because this is really good information.
Yes. So refined carbs are going to be like your French fries and chips and cookies. Like, it's been refined. Another big one is grits. Not going to lie to me for that one. But yeah, so like your kind of like your unhealthy carbs, juices yeah. and things like that, sodas, like those are refined carbs. Your complex carbs are going to be, it's complex. Like I don't want to get scientific into it, but complex carbs means, you know, you got your whole grain, you have more fiber into it. So that is going to be the whole fruit, the whole vegetable. It's not processed. Whole grain bread as opposed to like white bread,
mm-hmm.
Brown rice as opposed to white rice.
Mm-hmm.
Whole grain pasta, oatmeal as opposed to grits. So I know people
are not the Ozempic oatmeal, y'all. Whatever this Ozempic oatmeal is,
no,
we don't throw that into the refined carbs.
Yes, let that just throw it in the trash. Like, yes. Don't whatever that is, don't try it.
No, do oatmeal, not try that.
Popcorn, yeah, like those are your complex carbs. Like the more of the healthy. It's actually, like, if you think about it, it's food. Like, it's the whole food. It's not really junk. I'll say refined mm-hmm. carbs. More like kind of on the junk side. So, okay. Yeah.
No, that was a helpful explanation because I was actually going to ask you to share some insight into...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this... is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
What that looks like to minimize our carbon take, since you said that we should not cut it out. Because again, there's a lot of diets out there telling us to just completely do away with it. But what you're saying is, no, absolutely, your body, I remember even you said in particular your brain needs the carbs. Yes. So we need to be mindful and make sure that we're eating complex carbs. And if you are eating refined carbs, in moderation. Would you mm-hmm. say that's correct?
Okay. Yes. Yes. So you know, you do want those complex carbs on a daily. So I will say this again. Mm-hmm. The number one source of energy for your brain are carbs. So if you cut carbs out, you're going to maybe have some brain fogginess. You may feel weak. You may feel like you can't concentrate. You may feel sick. I know for me, like, I cannot skip carbs. Like, I just can't. Like, I may, as a dietitian, could probably do more complex carbs.
Yeah.
But, like, if I skip carbs, nah, I won't feel my best. And I know it's because my body needs it. Like, everybody needs it. But it's important. Portion control is important. Mm-hmm. So, like, I always tell people, if you're going to do carbs, especially complex carbs, like, the size of your fist is, like, a portion, a serving. So,
okay,
if you are going to do, like, a carb, that's important. So, I would say... a really popular one I hear is like red beans and rice, you know, not to pile it on your plate, but like, you know, I say, you know, do a fistful of red beans, fistful of rice, but make sure you balance it with a protein. And then also like half of your plate being vegetables, like, I don't know, green salad, green beans, broccoli, you know, so it's important, yes, to have those carbs on a daily basis. And you know, there are some people that are like, well, you know, don't really have too many, you know, refined carbs. And some people will say, you know, bread kind of falls into that, and pasta. But I just, for me, I feel like if it is whole grain, it's going to be considered to be a complex carb. But then you just want to be careful with your portions. Like, portions are important. You know, because some people was like, well, it's whole grain, so I could just eat a whole plate of it. No.
No. That's not what I mean.
That's not what I said. I said. No. No, it's all about portion size. Like, that's going to be key.
So, you know, with that, I want to ask you. So, can you, I know we touched on stress being a factor, like a mental health blocker in terms of a client being able to progress in their physical health journey. But can you expand on how hormones and stress affect our food choices overall?
Sure. I think a lot of times when we're stressed out, we're not getting enough rest, or you know, you may be dealing with menopause. We may not be quite there yet, but, you know, there are a lot of women that are dealing with that. Their hormones can be all over the place. And so one of the main ones is cortisol. So if your cortisol is out of control, it's super high, it can cause you to have a lot of like stomach fat. It can cause you to gain weight unexplainably. And, you know, that can... it can possibly cause you to want to eat all kind of different things that are unhealthy, or it can also cause you not to lose the weight that you need to lose, you know? So, you know, yeah, cortisol can have some really huge effects on your body, just on what you crave and how you feel and how you look. And so sometimes you may have to get on medication. You know, I'm not a dietitian that's like, oh no, food will solve everything. Food can solve a lot. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you may just need that help of medication, you know, but it's important to, you know, you may need to have medication to control those hormones, but it also could be that you're not getting enough rest. You may need to some kind of way, you know, alleviate those stressors. Like my one client, like all she had to do was tell her husband was to not play the loud TV or music at night, because she needs to get 7 hours of sleep. And so little things like that can like get your hormones all crazy and cause you to be unhealthy, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just little things that you can kind of try to fix or just, you know, resolve the issue with small changes.
Small steps.
Small steps.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so with that, I want to ask you, do you have a memorable client success story that you are comfortable with?
I believe I mentioned this person earlier. She did have an eating disorder, and she is, she's probably in her 30s now, but she's had this eating disorder since she was like in her teens.
Oh,
where,
wow.
Yeah. So like literally would eat, just not, like would feel full and just, you know, do some things to make her body not have the food in her body anymore. You know, I don't want to say it, but, you know, she would just like binge and, you know, she would overexercise or barely eat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, so when you start to like not eat and fast and do all these things that your body is not accustomed to, yes, you can become anorexic. You can lose your hair. You can lose muscle mass. Your organs can stop working. Just, you know, vitamin deficiencies happen when you don't eat enough of something. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I started seeing her maybe about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I have completely turned her life around, like completely. She doesn't like binge anymore. She still sends me pictures of like what she cooks, what she eats. She's like, you know, like look at my balance plate. My plate never used to look like this. I'm like, you're doing a really good job. I'm like, you're cooking more than me. Like, but like, yes. Yeah. So she's like, I'm like putting sauces on my food now. When I used to think sauces would be like extra fatty and I couldn't eat it, I'm like, yeah, you can actually eat it. Like, it's a healthy fat. It's fine. You know? So I think that's very memorable because like she literally went from like not eating for years, for decades, to now sending me like, this is what I cooked today. It's very balanced. Like my whole household is eating like this now. We're eating like healthy. Mm-hmm. I'm not like overdoing it. I'm actually eating 3 meals a day. Like, you know, so that is very memorable because I felt like, you know, I helped somebody, you know, and that kind of dealt with like the mental side of things and nutritionally, because in her head, she was like, when I look in the mirror, I look fat. I feel fat. And I'm like, but you're not like, you look fine. But you know, that's a mental thing. Like that could be just a trauma that she never like really dealt with, like, you know, a counselor. So like I said, like mentally and physically, like that goes hand in hand. If you don't really, you know, deal with both of them, you can't really solve the root issue.
I love that. That is, and I'm glad that you shared that. You should be proud of that story. And she should be proud of herself for the work that she's done to get to that point and just staying the course and not getting discouraged and giving up hope, because she's at that point now. But I can only imagine not every day was easy for her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You know, with that, I just want to ask you one more question. What are some indicators for our listeners that they may be struggling with an eating disorder?
So pretty much maybe like vomiting, you know, after you eat, you know, having that mentality in your head that, oh, I look fat, and you could be like normal size, maybe a past trauma. You know, there are some athletes out there that deal with that also, because, you know, they have to look a certain way and they have to weigh a certain amount. And so they feel like if I'm a pound over, like I am too big and I got to go do this, this and that so I can get small, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, like if you are constantly like fixated on I need to be skinny and I need to look like this, then you may have an eating disorder, and like you really need to get help from either, I would say, a dietitian or like a licensed therapist.
Okay. Are there any resources that I can link in the bio? Obviously yours. You know what? That'll be a resource. I'll link your information. That'll be the resource.
Yeah, okay.
Reach out and get connected. So with that, always close out by asking one style-related question. Mm-hmm. And so, because the title of the podcast is Style and Conversation. So what I want to ask you is, what is your favorite summer color to rock? Because we're now in summer.
You know, the color for me is orange, any type of orange, peachy. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was my color until I started wearing it. And people were like, yeah. Ooh, it looks good on your skin. So the color for me is orange for this summer. So
I can see the excitement on your face.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, I don't know. Orange like brightens me up.
Continue.
Yeah, I'm going on a trip this summer and like the color is going to be orange.
I love it. I love it. I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Not even one bit. You wear your orange, girl, and you enjoy your vacation.
I will.
Okay, so you have shared so much with us. You have just been you've given us immense knowledge and wisdom in this conversation. So I want to give you the opportunity to share with the listeners where they can keep up with you, how to get in contact with you, and to also highlight any projects that you have coming up.
Yeah, so I'll start with the project. So I do have a cooking camp for kids in June and July. Okay. It's going to be our first cooking camp. We're excited about that. For ages 10 to 15, just starting with a few kids. They're going to learn about food safety, you know, how to use different utensils and how to actually cook. They'll be cooking, you know, with the help of a volunteer, different meals, colorful meals, they incorporate all food groups. So they'll be able to do these easy recipes there and take it home and to be able to do it with their family. So really simple, easy recipes that they'll be able to cook. And then we are incorporating exercise, the mental health of things, personal hygiene, and also literacy. That'll be all combined in one. That's what we have this summer. Okay. And you know, if you want to register, it is on my socials. You can find me pretty much Bianca Coates, Eating God's Way on Instagram, or Be Well Foundation on Instagram and Facebook. LinkedIn. I'm on everything. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on that. but yeah, all my socials, Bianca Coates, Eating God's Way, Be Well Foundation. You can find out what we do. You can find me at www.thebewellfoundation.com/home. You can see all the things that we do on there as well.
And I do want to highlight that you are not just a registered dietitian, but you're an author. What is the name of your book? Where can people find it? I'm going to link it in the bio, but I just want to highlight that for everyone.
So it is Eating to Live. This is the second edition. So I have sold out of my first one, and I actually published that one about 4 or 5 years ago. So that one's been out. It is sold out, but The second edition will actually be ready to go at the end of this month, and it'll be on the Be Well Foundation website.
Okay. So my ask for you is to reach back out.
Okay.
And I'm serious.
Yeah.
Send me an email when it's available to purchase, because selfishly, I want to purchase it. So that's the first thing, because I love to cook and I truly believe in your mission and everything that you're doing. So I want to purchase the book, as well as I want to make sure that I'm able to shout it out for the listeners and go back and link it in the episode bio. And the good thing is, in having this conversation, honey, this is kind of like the start of your book tour. You're getting an extra audience.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, definitely. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So I'm going to hold you to that, because I'm going to be excited to buy your book and support you.
Yes. Yes. So the end of this month, if they will be ready to go, I'll reach back out. You have to start purchasing on the website.
Yes. I'm excited. And then I'll tag you in when I make some of the recipes.
Okay. Yes. I want to see y'all cooking.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited for this. Well, I just want to say to you, thank you so much for participating in this episode for our Women's Health series. Everything that you're doing is incredibly profound and necessary. And I'm just believing for a continued increase in success in all that you do, and that you're able to continue to touch lives and change lives. And yeah, just thank you for your willingness to have the conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you for having this platform to be able to put this out here, because people need to know what you're doing and how you're trying to get the word and the knowledge out there also.
Yes. Listen, I can't do it without my talented guest. So I appreciate your willingness to collaborate. And with that, Style Crew, you'll have all the information linked in the episode bio. So make sure to go support new friends of the show, Bianca. And until next week, when we have a new episode, talk to you soon. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.